Just wanted to give folks a heads up. DJ didn't really do a whole lot of plugging of the amazing meeting, but that is coming up in July. I happen to be the photographer for that. I hope that's
so. That was very subtle, Ingrid. Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not officially signed off on or anything. So anyway, if you want to learn more about that, you can find out more information. I'm really not used to microphones. You can find out more information at amazingmeeting.com. So again,
Ingrid, I might mention that early registration ends in 48 hours. So if anyone is interested in going to this big, great event, we have George Carlin's daughter is performing a show kind of in honor of George Carlin. Penn and Teller are doing a big event. A lot of exciting things this year. Early registration ends in 48 hours. You get a big discount if you do it soon.
Yes. So definitely look into that. In fact, it occurred to me that I had never actually had an occasion to wear my Penn and Teller has a bacon and donut party. So in any case, it's crazy, a lot of loud rock and roll music, a bit of scantily clad people. And as he says, bacon, donuts, and you will learn absolutely nothing. It is very funny. Let's see, a couple of other things in regards to just how this all came together. I just want to say that my hat, I'm completely in awe of what AHA, Atheist, Humanist, and Agnostics at the UW campus has pulled off here. So if I could have these people stand up, please. Mike, you're president right now, is that right? So, all right. So Mike's current president, Chris Kelby is past president. Chris was incredibly instrumental in terms of actually getting people here through grants, through the university, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Perhaps some of the other members of the student organization want to stand up? Don't be shy. Go ahead, give them a round of applause. It really is remarkable. And also, I just wanted to mention that this also partially came out of a United Core effort by Fred Edwards. He came to Madison to talk about what the Coalition of Reason does. It's a national organization. He did ask that we plug it just a little bit. So if you're in a different part of the country and you would like to perhaps see something of this nature take off also where you are, look up United Core, Fred Edwards, because he came to Madison about a year ago and basically introduced us to the concept of the local coalitions of reason. So we have five or six or seven different organizations in here. Take a look in here. You can see what organizations you should link up with if you want to keep participating in things that are going on here in the greater Madison area. Okay, also, I really take my hat off to both Jeff Blankenship of My Complete Video and Cal Calkins, and Cal has disappeared, I guess. Yay, Cal! It's kind of funny. For a long time, I did wedding photography here in town. I'm still doing a little bit of it here and there, but actually phasing out to do other things right now. So Jeff is somebody who I met by doing work on weddings and that sort of thing. So if you need video services and photography services, Jeff and Cal would be two gentlemen I would go ahead and recommend without any issue there. So thank you. Let's see, in regards to videos, it's going to take us a while. We took down, and photographs. It'll be a while before we have that all processed and ready to go. So please give us some time, and we will be emailing folks to give them updates and how to find more information on that. So, and I guess that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for coming, braving the sometimes strange climate conditions here in Humanities. You'll probably be getting a survey that will be asking you to give us feedback. If you want to unsubscribe from that email list, just let us know. So, thank you very much.